And he is. And what a wonderful thing that is. We're glad that you guys are all here worshiping with us this morning on this wonderful day. If you want to look to your bulletin, we're going to look over a couple announcements as we start off today's service. Congregational meeting is April 12th to discuss the building, proposed building project and all that stuff going on there. New members class, if you're interested in becoming a member or just want to know more about the church, that's going to be April 19th and the 26th, and that's going to be during the Sunday school hour. Then a few other announcements there. As you look, you can read through those between the Centennial and Missions Funding and Victory Center Bible Camp and our VBS this week, or this VBS week this year. So read through those if you can help with that. The registrations will be coming out as well here eventually for VBS. So if we're going to start off, we're going to start off with our call to worship this morning. If you want to look, it's from 1 Peter 1:3. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has called us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead."
Good morning. Let's stand together and sing 217, "Christ the Lord is Risen Today," 217 in your hymnals. Christ the Lord is risen today, alleluia. Sons of men and angels sing, alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high, alleluia. Sing ye heaven and earth reply, again our glorious King, alleluia. Where, O death, is now thy sting, alleluia. Dying once, a all but saved, alleluia. Where thy victory, love's redeeming work is done, alleluia. Fought the fight, the battle won, alleluia. Death in vain forbids, alleluia. Christ has open paradise, alleluia. Soar we now where Christ has led, alleluia. Following our exalted head, alleluia. Made like the cross, the grave, the skies, alleluia.
Take a moment to greet each other and tell somebody you're glad to see them this Easter morning.
Good morning to you again. This is the opportunity that we have to take praises and prayer requests before the Lord and have a number of updates to share with you from some things that are on your prayer sheet that's in your bulletin if you want to look at that list, if you like to keep track of those. But first of all, a praise. Mike Ehrenholz's father, Merle, who see there on our list, says he has cancer. He is now cancer-free, so that is a huge praise, and we are very excited about that. So that's great news. The number of requests. So on the right-hand side, five or six down, you see Bob Ohm. He did have a stress test done this past week. You may have seen the email update on Bob. He will be having a heart catheter put in on Tuesday and see how that goes. They're still trying to determine if there are some things that need to be addressed before he can have the thyroid surgery that he needs. So continue to pray for Bob. Three down from Bob, you see there Gabe, Ron and June's grandson and his wife. They are expecting, so we want to be praying for them. Larry Van Zee will be having a doctor's appointment on Thursday to get his leg checked out, so be praying for Larry and pray that the doctors can determine what's going on there. Merrill Haas, we talked about last week, was in the hospital and was having some fluid drained. Merrill is back at home now, but you want to continue to be in prayer for Merrill. Also, during this past week, Leah Fanning's mom, Lana, passed away, and we want to be in prayer for the Fanning the family, the Moeller family. The service for her will be Wednesday. And then also Kenny Van Zee passed away this past week, so we want to be praying for the Van Zee family, and his funeral service will be on Thursday. So be praying for those families. And then an update on Lucas Hall. Lucas is still in the hospital. They had hoped that he might get to come home a few days ago, but on Thursday they found that there was still fluid there between his lungs and the chest wall, and instead of getting chest tube taken out, he actually had a second chest tube put in. So continue to pray for Lucas. Hopefully they'll be doing a scan tomorrow to see if how things are going, and hopefully he'll be able to come home soon. But continue to pray for the Hall family. Certainly has been a much longer ordeal than they originally anticipated. Also, on that note, we will next Sunday, we're going to take up a love offering for the Halls. They've got some unexpected medical expenses with the long hospital stay and the flight to the hospital. So if you would like to plan accordingly, we will take a love offering for the Halls next Sunday during the morning service. So those are praises and prayer requests that we'll be in prayer for this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day that you have given to us. We thank you for the privilege to come this morning to worship you, and especially on this Sunday as we come together to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We thank you so much for your love for us, and for the gift of your Son, and for his willingness to be obedient to your plan to provide a way for your justice to be satisfied, for the penalty of sins to be paid, but also a way for us to be reconciled to you through the shed blood of Christ. And we thank you that we know that Jesus died on the cross to pay for our sins, but that he also rose again, and that he is alive today, that he is seated at your right hand, and that someday he will come and redeem his church, and that through his death and resurrection, that those who are in Christ will spend eternity with you. And we're so thankful for that hope and for that promise. We thank you for the good news that we've heard about Mike's dad, Merle, and we thank you that he is cancer-free. We pray that you would continue to be with him, and we just pray that you would be at work in the request that we've had this morning. We know there's a number of health issues and concerns. We think of Bob with the catheter that he'll have on Tuesday. Pray that that would be successful in helping the doctors to determine what the things are that they're seeing that maybe are delaying the other surgery that he needs. Pray that it's something they can treat and take care of. We pray that you would be also with Larry and the appointment that he has this week, and pray that the doctors will be able to figure out what's going on with his leg and if there's some other treatments that they need to pursue there. Thank you that Merrill Haas is home, and that he is feeling a little better than he was. We pray for continued strength and encouragement for him. We pray also for Lucas Hall, and we just pray that you would encourage him today. We know that this has turned into be a much longer stay in the hospital than anyone had anticipated, and I'm sure that that can be discouraging. So we pray for encouragement for him. We pray for a good report tomorrow as they do another scan. I pray that they would hopefully find that fluid has been successfully drained and that they'll be able to have the chest tubes removed. I pray that you continue to be with Megan and with their children as well during this time. We pray that you will be very close today and in the coming days as well to the Fanning and Moeller families and to the Van Zee family with the passing of Lana and Kenny this past week. We thank you for the hope that they have of knowing that Lana and Kenny are in your presence and that they are celebrating Easter today in the presence of their Savior and know that they will see their loved ones again. We thank you for that hope. But we do pray for encouragement for them in the days ahead and during the services this week as well. we pray that you would just continue to be with the ministries of our church. We thank you for this congregation and for the many ways that we're able to serve you here locally and ministries we're able to support around the world. We're mindful of the Mains this month and for the work that they're involved with in the Christian school there. We pray that you would continue to meet their needs, encourage them in their work. We pray for the other missionaries and the work that they are involved with, and especially those that have services today. There's many gatherings of believers around the world today, and many people who may not ordinarily attend church are in church today, and we pray that they might hear clearly proclaimed the gospel message and the truth of the resurrection, and that there might be many souls saved today through hearing that message and accepting Jesus Christ as their Savior. We thank you for your provision for our needs. We thank you for the resources that you have entrusted us with and pray that you would bless the offering that we're about to receive, bless the giver as well, and pray for wise stewardship of the financial resources that you have given us as a church. We pray that we would be mindful of not only the privilege but the responsibility that you have given us to be a light for you in this world and to live our lives in a way that points others to Christ. We pray that we would be especially mindful today, but also that we would look for opportunities every day to share with others the good news of salvation, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the hope of eternal life through those who know Christ as their Savior. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.
So while we figure this out, I initially thought of another song when I expressed my desire to share this morning. But then I'm pretty sure that most of you have been reminded of what Jesus did on the cross. And that's why I shifted to another song that hopefully this would be our prayer, our response of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. It's just gratitude, being thankful for what Jesus did, even though we don't deserve it. This is "Thank You, Jesus, for the Blood." I was a wretch, I remember who I was. I was lost, I was blind, I was running out of time. So you made a way across a great divide. Left behind heaven's throne, there, feel inside. The cross, pay the debt I owe. Broke my chains, freed my soul. For the first of my echo. So you made a way across the great divide. Left behind heaven's throne to build here inside. For the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. Brought me from the darkness to glory. Stay and life has
darkness into glorious light. Glory to His name. Glory to His name.
Thank you, Eldine. Let's take our hymnals and sing number 216, Christ Arose. 216, we got to stand. Can't sit and sing Christ Arose. Take a seat now, relax a little bit. We got Up From the Grave He Arose out of the way, because that is the Easter song that I look forward the most to singing. Now this one my grandma used to sing all the time, and I might get a little goofy or weepy, but Because He Lives is a very special song. 220, not very far from 217. The song is titled He Lives. The last song. Okay, 220. All right, 220. 220 is what we're singing. Okay. At least she knows what's going on. One more time with the intro, please, Janelle. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blast. None of will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart.
Thanks for putting up with me, and thanks for singing.